Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cold Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cold Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Colleen.
And today we are welcoming Deborah Menke. And Deborah Menke is just kind of a jack of all trades. She does financial work. And she also is an author of three books. Two of them are out. Powerful Women Lead with Vision, Powerful Women Plan for Retirement. And she also has a new book coming out called Powerful Women Lose Control. So anything else you want to add about Deborah, Colleen? Because I just kind of said everything, didn't I? Not everything. I didn't say everything.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Deborah, like Bridget said, she wears a lot of hats. She is in the financial profession, which is great, but she also is a coach and she likes to coach powerful women. And when we talk about powerful women, she'll explain it on the podcast. We're talking about powerful energy. We're not just talking about a CEO of a corporation. You can be a powerful woman and be at home all day. It's just kind of honing that energy into a positive, productive, forward-thinking movement as opposed to just kind of letting it sit there and get stagnant. So she talks about that. And she also talks about Shakti, which is basically chakras. It's energy balancing. It's energy clearance. So we go from one end, the financial right brain spectrum. Is that right brain or left brain? Left brain spectrum, all the way to the right brain.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're going to cover everything in this episode. What I like is she describes herself as someone who teaches women to lose control and how to step into their divine feminine energy and as a result, fall madly in love with their life. Because don't you want to just fall madly in love with your life?
Oh, I'd love to. No.
I'm pretty enamored with it right now.
I'm pretty happy right now too. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, there's moments where you're like, what is going on? You know, where you're just like, I just need things to calm down
meditation and stuff like that.
The meditation really sounds really important. It sounds like something I really need to be doing. And I'm totally fine. But you know, there's times where like right now, some members of my family are having some health issues and there's nothing I can personally do about it. So you do feel like you're out of control. Like you feel like you have no control. Right. So it's not really out of control. But it's like, I have nothing I can do.
You can't do anything.
I can't do anything to help her. So, you know, what could I do, like, with my body? Or you just feel like you're going to jump right out of your skin because there's all this stuff in there, and you can't do anything about it. So maybe I need to meditate.
Meditate for 15 minutes.
I think I do.
We're going to let Deborah start talking, and we will see you guys. Well, we're actually talking in the interview.
Yes.
Talk to you after. Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Today, we have on Deborah Menke. And Deborah wears many hats in the professional world. She is a financial professional. She is also an author, and she's a coach. And she does, let me make sure I'm pronouncing it, Shakti, right?
Yes.
So welcome, Deborah. We're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Hello to all your listeners.
So how did you kind of decide that you write about powerful women and that's what we love? We love talking about midlife, powerful women. And you talk about powerful women in kind of a couple different ways, but you talk about their feminine energy. So can you connect those two a little bit for us?
Yeah. So in a prior life, before I went into the financial world, I was a leadership. I was in leadership my entire life. So sales leadership, to be exact. And so working for an international cosmetics company called Jane Iredale. So I was their director of and I was their director of sales for the US and the Caribbean. And almost all of our employees were women. So over the years, I led hundreds of really the most amazing, wonderful women. I call them powerful because they just are, right? They're beautiful, they're talented, they're successful. But when I moved in, and this is kind of how it all came about, when I moved into the financial world years later, which was a big switch for me, it was very evident to me that those powerful women weren't doing everything that they could do to protect themselves, to prepare for retirement, to take care of themselves, right? So they were spending a lot of money. We were looking the part. We were traveling the world in style, taking care of business, you know, and they just, so those, that's, it's been my love letter to those women. Mm-hmm. I'm on my third book in the series for powerful women. So those, that's my tribe. And it's just, you know, it's any, we're all powerful. Mm-hmm. All women are powerful, right? But you don't always feel powerful. And sometimes we feel like our power has been taken away. And sometimes we try to control and manipulate situations to get where we want to be. And it's all of that that I address in these books and in my coaching. One of my mentors is Marianne Williamson, and I've just had I have a very unique opportunity to be personally mentoring with her. And she teaches it as, she teaches to take a half hour after work as your goddess time. Okay. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's just where you don't deal with your spouse yet, your children yet. There's goddess time. And it needs to sort of be a contract with your spouse or, you know, whomever, your partner, where you come home. Maybe it is that you take a bath, you light a candle, and this may seem like a pipe dream for a lot of, you know, younger mothers, right?
Yeah.
But it's possible for me and for us at our age probably to do that on most days. But just to be able to really decompress and be intentional during that time with shifting. And how do we shift? We get back down into our bodies. We're very much in our head when we're in the masculine. We're in our brain, right? Mm-hmm. And we're making things happen, kicking butt and taking names, right? But to shift back into our body in a feeling state, how do we want to feel? How do we feel? And kind of channeling that little girl inside us. You know, when we were little, we always told our mother or father how we feel. If we skinned our knee, we knew what it felt like. If we, you know, we were very much in our feeling, and we've almost gotten rid of how we feel. And it's very much about what we think. So really being intentional during that half hour time and shifting back into the feminine.
Okay.
That's so interesting because you happen to mention Marianne Williamson, who has personally recommended your book, which is Powerful Women. What I want to make sure I get the right one. Not plan for retirement, not lead with vision, but plan for
yes.
Yeah. Which is amazing. So you've been, she's been kind of mentoring you?
Yes. Cool. I'm in a 1-year mentorship with her. That was something that my publisher put together for me. And it's been an incredible experience. She is the student. I'm not sure how much you know about her, but she's a student of the Course in Miracles, which now I'm going through. And I just love it. It's really been a transformational year. Of course, it's a crazy year with everything that's going on in the world, right? It's a perfect year to go through that really with her. But I've learned even more about that divine feminine by working with her. And she'll say, you know, the women's liberation movement and feminist movement really in many ways set us back. You know, you don't want to, you just because we went so far in the opposite direction that we are forgetting the most beautiful parts about being a woman, because we're fighting all the time with the men in our lives, you know, for jobs or to be right. She tells a really interesting story about a couple friend of hers that she went out to dinner with. And the man was telling a story that he's told probably 20 times. Marianne had heard the story about 20 times, right? And the wife, if Marianne had heard this story about 20 times, you know, the wife heard it about 120 times, right? So, and she was like, oh gosh, here we go again. And she said, and the woman sat there like, it was the first time she's ever heard her husband tell that story. Oh my God, isn't that amazing? And it's not, she said, She, at first she was like, what are you doing? And then she thought, oh, you are brilliant. Because when you allow a man to be a man and feel like a man, he does the thing, you know, that's when he shows up in his masculine, and you allow yourself to be in the feminine. It's not taking away from what we do all day, every day. It's actually just more fun. You know, it's more fun to be taken care of on a date and have doors opened and all of those things. It doesn't put us back. It just allows us to be who we are.
What are some like characteristics of the feminine side? Because I think, you know, here I am, I'm like, I don't even really know what some of the characteristics are because, you know, growing up and when we did. And so could you share some of those?
Yes. And I think it's really interesting because I tell people all the time, this has been one of my biggest struggles is embracing my feminine. And you wouldn't think it by looking at me. Right? Because it has nothing to do with what you look like. I mean, I'm blonde haired. I dress very feminine. I probably move in a feminine way. I can be, you know, I can work the feminine on the outside. But I really struggled, and here's why. I've been divorced since 2005. I'm a single mother of five children. They're all adults now. I had a child who went through open heart surgeries that I was told would never walk, talk, eat, and he's now 26 years old. You know, I was told he would die. And I had to push and claw and take care of these kids, as many of your listeners do out there who are single women and maybe even not single women. You know, sometimes you're very alone in a marriage, right? But it's been more about internally, how do I lose control, which is the title of my new book, Powerful Women Lose Control. It's really about embracing the art of allowing, breathing, meditation goes into it. So it's really a mindset of getting back into connection with your body, getting out of your mind, like we talked about, and really embracing law of attraction and allowing the universe to really show up in a beautiful way. And that is something that we're not all good at because we want to do. I have a to-do list all the time in my office, as I'm sure you do, right? And we're checking. One of the best ways that I find to get into my divine feminine is to start my day with meditation in the morning and just sit, clear my mind of all thought, and then just sit and allow God or allow the universe, whatever it is for you, just to show up and bring things to you as if when you're, so here's what you're saying. So as you are in your divine feminine, feminine is the receiving.
Okay.
The masculine is the giving. We see that sexually and, you know, whatever. But when we're in our feminine, we're in a receiving mode. When we're in meditation in the morning, we get ourselves into a receiving mode to be receiving messages, not thinking or doing. We're receiving. And I think of like the lotus flower that just opens up to receive. Sometimes I have to give myself mental images because it's difficult to shift from one to the other at the end of the day.
Okay. Because that's something I really wasn't sure how that worked. So I think the receiving and the giving, it helps. It explains it. Yeah.
When you're talking about energy, you're not necessarily saying, men should be dominant, women should be submissive. You're just at the energy, the divine energy of each person, and it's a feminine and a masculine energy. Can you talk a little bit about that so our listeners understand that you're not saying, well, you should be submissive as soon as you get home or anything like that?
No. There's actually more power in your femininity than you know, right? So it's definitely not about being dominant, submissive at all. And I think that's where a lot of people are like, I don't want to be that, right? I'm not going to let any man do whatever. And that's fine. But if we really connect with who we are and the things that we want, it's really about getting in the receiving mode. It's more about creating. So the law of attraction, it's about being intentional with what you want and allowing it to come to you. Sort of picture yourself as this giant magnet. And when you're in the receiving mode, you're attracting all the things you want. There's no giving over your power. That's power. right? You are powerful when you're in your receiving mode. So there's nothing submissive about it. It's just more playful. It's more joyful. It's easy. I tell myself all the time, I do a lot with affirmations with my clients, and it's some of my affirmations as I'm running down the road, that's my favorite time to use affirmations, because your body is in a physical state. It's better than standing in front of the mirror saying something like, I am thin, I am beautiful, right? You know, and you're looking at your thighs and you're looking at your wrinkles and you're like, oh, this is for the birds. These affirmations don't work. But there's something about getting into a physical state. And as I'm taking a run down the highway, I'm getting some momentum going. And I say things like, I'm moving through my day with effortless ease. Everything I want is being attracted. I attract everything I want. I'm magnetic. I'm powerful. I'm successful, whatever it is. But you feel it because your body's moving. Mm-hmm. And that's a really powerful way to bring those things. It's just another tool.
Right. That's really interesting. I was an elementary school teacher, and kinesthetic learning is one of the best, is what most people learn through moving and doing. Some are visual, some are auditory, but most are kinesthetic. So that's, I can see where that relates.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear that, because, you know, a lot of women don't want to sit there and say, like you said, in front of the mirror, write a little heart with their lipstick and say, I am pretty enough. I am smart enough. Gosh darn.
And you got to clean the mirror. You know,
You is kind. You is.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's you're giggling by the second affirmation. So like you said, if you can, it's about opening up your energy to receiving, which I think is kind of connecting those two ideas. It's just whatever you can do to kind of open that energy. Because you've seen it when people walk in a room and their energy is closed off, you don't want to go over and talk to them. They're not approachable. And if you do want to have a powerful image, you do have to have a certain level of openness that come and speak to you. So I understand what you're saying with that, and that it's not a masculine or feminine. It's really, it's your energy level. It's how you open yourself up to whatever's being brought to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it should be said that men also, they have masculine and feminine traits as well. All men, all, you know, manly men have feminine ways of being as well. So we all shift back and forth between our masculine and feminine. It's just our relationships. There can't be two masculine in a household butting heads at night. So if you can relax into a receiving mode, he's wired to be a giver. But when you are in your masculine and you're telling him he's not giving you enough, that doesn't work very well for you, right?
It's so funny when you're saying all these things, I'm picturing like two alpha dogs won't get along and two, you know, things like that. And I'm like,
It may work for a while, but not for a lifetime. And that's, unfortunately, that was my hard lesson.
Yeah.
I know, my sweetheart just couldn't handle that edgy part of me anymore. And I'm a little in mourning that I didn't know this when I should have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you find that powerful women, and it, you know, when you say powerful women, it doesn't necessarily mean they're CEOs of corporations.
No.
Can you define what you think a powerful woman is?
So I loved when I felt like my books, well, I feel like all of my books were channeled, and I'm sitting here writing the third one. And when I visualize this woman, it's a woman who wants to embrace her power. And power for me is the power of the universe. So it's a little bit of a play on words. Yes, she's powerful. She may not see herself as that, but she wants to see herself as that. She may see herself as that, But she, so like in my Powerful Women Plan for Retirement, she's got it all figured out in her career. She's making money. She's just not doing the right things with it. She's burying her head in the sand, and she has no idea if she's going to be prepared to retire in 10 to 15 years. It's time to get control of that situation. But I also talk about how to allow and lose control in order to gain the control, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
In Powerful Women Lead with Vision, which is my, you know, my second book. It's not in hardcover yet, but that book was for leaders, female sales leaders who are in that position of power. And it sort of teaches them to lead from the bottom up instead of that, you know, that top down approach that we've all felt, that thumb on top of us, you know, that doesn't work, you know, and building a great company culture, that doesn't work. This, I think, is my most fun. This is Powerful Women Lose Control. And this one is just taking those eight areas of wellness, spiritual, physical, emotional, all of those eight areas. You've got your career, you've got financial in there. And how do we embrace that femininity and that allowing in all eight areas and
elements? Is that kind of like chakras?
You know what? That's so interesting that you asked, because it does go, I have corresponded the chakras along with those eight areas, and not necessarily knowing I was doing it, but along with my Shakti work, when I'm working with clients, I can feel in my body which Shakti is being, or which chakra is being activated inside their body. I have that ability to feel in my body what's going on in your body. So when I started writing these chapters, I was like, oh my gosh, these are corresponding with the chakras. Like, activate your spirit is, that's chapter four. And it's all about the spiritual well-being. And that's your crown chakra, you know? So it's really interesting that you just asked that, Colleen. Yeah.
I scare Bridget because I like studying all that energy stuff. And she's like, okay, I'm not sure about this. Yeah. So we're going to go into the Shakti work that you do. And can you come up to Bridget? And you already explained it to me once before.
Sure. Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, so this is very new to me, but yet not very new to me. So I have had that. So Shakti is creative power. It is divine creative energy. Shakti is a language. It's a light language. Some people call it light language in some circles. You might have heard it in churches as speaking in tongues. You know, I don't know what you know, many people call it many different things, but I have had this language since I was in my 30s. Actually, since I was in my 20s, for 30 years, over 30 years, I didn't tell anybody. I hid it because it's not really something that most people, you know, throughout my life would really understand. But right around the beginning of this whole COVID experience, I don't know what was going on, but it just started coming daily. And I started to have messages for people. I could feel things that I didn't, you know, it had never shown up that way. I'm wondering if it's just because I was stuck working from home. My children are grown. I always think I was talking to myself and the dog and the wall, right? I don't know, but I've always been a very spiritual being, as you can tell from these books. So it wasn't a huge shock, but I was on a call with Marianne Williamson and about 25 other authors. And she was having some shoulder pain that day. And I had this message for her. It bubbled up from my stomach and just whoosh came out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I started to deliver this language to her. And she was like, oh my gosh, Debbie. And all these other authors were like, oh my gosh, Debbie, what's going on? And that just was the start of, all of a sudden, they were referring people to me, and it just became this huge thing. I have women coming from all over, and men from all over the world for these sessions, which then I was running down the road one day and these sessions were channeled to me what they should look like. And so it's a Shakti session where it's very much, it's chakra work, it's energy work in the body. But what I noticed the most, Colleen, to answer your question, it may be different for other people, but what I notice is mostly my clients are women. They're mostly professional women. Many of them come to me with serious traumas, physical, sexual trauma, relationship issues, which loneliness, severe loneliness. Now, of course, that could be the time that we're in right now. Some women who are very lonely in their marriages and a lot who are lonely because they're alone due to a breakup. And I have so been there. So, and again, very recently. So I feel like maybe I'm attracting that, but that's how this newest book was birthed.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Because I'd always heard of it, through like yoga classes or things like that, you know, but I never really knew what it was really about. You know.
Well, Shakti has the power to create and it has the power to destroy. So I've worked on energy healers, a lot of energy healers. I wanted to know what this was, like what the heck is going on. So I reached out to healers all over the world and offered to do free sessions for them, the first 30 sessions, because I wanted to see what they thought, what they felt, what they thought was going on. And it was a resounding, oh my gosh, that's the most powerful thing I've ever experienced in my body. So they were able to feel where I was working and I was able to feel in their body. But Shakti has the power to create and it has the power to destroy. So it has the power to destroy what no longer serves you, whether it's those limiting beliefs or thoughts or traumas. They shouldn't be there anymore. And they may be blocking or you may be stuck in some energy in your body. And then it has the power at the end of doing all that and going through and destroying all of it. What spirit has me do is activate any areas that should be activated or that you want activated, whether it's higher gifting in your career or your relationships, activate areas that should be there. Okay. A lot of times I see that it's somebody's throat chakra. They just can't stand up and speak their truth. I see a lot of women.
I've heard of that one. I hear heart.
Yeah.
I hear that one a lot. Yeah. Are there, there's seven or eight? Eight?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all about my eight chapters.
Yeah, I was hearing eight. Yeah.
And that's why I was like eight areas, elements.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting.
How can women who feel like there is a block that maybe can't or don't know anything about Shakti, how is there a way you can clear your energy yourself?
I would say that the best way to do any of that is just to get to the basics every day of meditating. If you can learn just to quiet your mind every morning for 15 minutes, that's all it takes. That is where I would start for anybody, because that's where it started for me. And almost everyone, including Marianne Williamson, everyone that I know that is in a very good vibrational space of balance is doing that. You know, that's their secret sauce. Mm-hmm. And how, if you're listening and you are new to meditation and you don't even have any idea how to do that, there are guided meditations. Deepak Chopra has a number of them that are 21-day journeys. You see, I think he and Oprah have done that throughout the years. But for me, I sit every morning and I go into what I call my sacred space, which is just my most comfortable chair. I have my blanket there. I take my coffee and I go sit anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on what I have. And I just sit and I sit Indian style, sit up straight and listen for the hum of the air conditioning or the heat or whatever. Just if you can allow yourself to try to focus in on some small consistent sound. Mm-hmm. And anytime your thoughts drift away to what you have, your to-do list, whatever somebody said to you that made you angry, that's normal. Just drift right back and say, nope, I'm going to put my thoughts, shift back to that hum. Mm-hmm. And it may take a few days, it may take a few weeks, but you'll get there.
Meditation is a very you know, and everything is every, as each year goes by, things get more fast paced. And it just seems like that is something that is probably necessary in someone's life.
It's very big in executive coaching programs now, but that's because there's scientific studies to show the effects of the brain and how it can calm your entire system down.
It is amazing.
Very good for stress relief. Yes.
We're going to have all of your information on the show notes, but we wanted to just, how can people get in touch with you if they're looking for you? Because like I said, it'll be in the show notes, but some people don't check the show notes. I don't know why. So can you let them know where you are and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a private Facebook group called Activate, and it's a free group. So you can join that. That's if you're wanting a little more of the spiritual Shakti woo-woo. You can just search for Activate on Facebook.
We'll have it in the show notes.
Yeah.
And then you can find me on Instagram at Powerful Women Coaching Academy. And if you're wanting to connect with me, there's a link there that you'll be able to connect with me by going to that Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And your books, are they like on Amazon? They're all over? Yes.
My first two books are Powerful Women Plan for Retirement and Powerful Women Lead with Vision. They're both on Amazon available, but only in ebook form. Mm-hmm. And also the audiobook just launched a couple of weeks ago for Powerful Women Plan for Retirement. I read the audio. So if you want me to read you a book.
Thank you so much, Deborah. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
I learned a lot. I always learn in all our podcasts.
Always since I learned something, I'm taking notes.
That's why I've got my yellow pad here. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for being on our show. It was so interesting. I always learn every time we have a guest, but it really has motivated me to want to start meditating and finding out more about my chakras and everything about that. I always heard, like I told her, about the throat and the heart, but not really about the crown and what the other ones are even. So
fertile ones here.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I used to get it balanced. When I lived in Florida, I used to get my chakras balanced, and it always helped.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
You know, if we weren't in the era of COVID, I'd say we'd go to a chakra balancing place and have it.
Oh, that would be so cool. When this is all over, we should do that.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Remember to subscribe. Press that little subscribe button, and you will get a weekly notice when we come up every week. We have so many great guests and topics this season. Bridget and I have to keep pinching ourselves to really believe that, you know, we have gotten the guests that we have gotten so far and been able to get the response from listeners that we have received. So we're eternally grateful for that.
Yes, we are. Yes.
If you have questions, you know, please feel free to join our Facebook group if you're over 40. We have a large Facebook group of women who are supporting each other. We ask questions. We share community. We even share businesses on Friday. So feel free to join that. Just go on Facebook, look under groups, and type in Hot Flashes and A-N-D, Cool Topics, and it will pull up.
So if there is something that you want to hear about, send us an email. Let us know about it, and then we will try to find out the correct answer or find someone who is an expert in that area.
And we will not stop until we find that answer.
That's right. We will keep going.
We'll take all of our feminine energy into just...
That's right. That's what we want to receive. So
you're open to receiving the answer.
Yes. Yes.
Until it comes our way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And our email is hotflashescooltopics@gmail.com. So
that's right.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and watch our YouTube videos. We have one for the we decided in season two we're going to start doing videos more. Mm-hmm. So here you go. Look at us. There you go.
Look at us. Yeah. Look at our mugs. Look at us.
So have a wonderful week, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.